The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need yes. leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spinning
their You know that theme. Boy, that's been with John Statler for a long time, hasn't it? I'm like, pray God will bless I'm telling you. 15 years, folks. I'm here at Republic and doing cable television programs. And I think, as I said earlier, boy, that's a warning. You know, we've been not prophets, but certainly messengers that bring forth the word of impending judgment and destruction upon not only America, but on the world system because of the rebellion that it has shown against God Almighty. Men want to be God. And the Kenites there, always there in the right place, the right time, the sons and daughters of Cain, to tell us which way to travel. And they've done that now for almost all of America's history from the very beginning to some degree. And as you just heard with the 14th Amendment and Dan Smoot, a totally, completely abominable event that has been the basis for these illegal Supreme Court decisions, including the illegals coming into the country. It's all about the five sections of the 14th Amendment being misapplied, misconstrued, and then absorbed into the Constitution. So the 10th Amendment means nothing. It means no state sovereignty whatsoever because it negated the very basis of the Bill of Rights. And this is the kind of men that we have and women on the courts today who are taught and lectured and tutored by these so-called law schools. We have one here in Rhode Island, Roger Williams Law University, which has been a good example of the corruption within the minds of young people who want to go into law. And what do they learn? Well, of course, they learn admiralty law. They do not learn constitutional law and the meaning of the organic law of the land, unfortunately. They bastardize it. So that is where we are today. And that's why we have these crazy decisions. My states have no rights and cities have no responsibilities any longer. It's all up to the government. I have a caller on the line right now before we bring up Art from Philly. And I believe it's Dave. Dave, you come on up on John Stapmiller's program.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, God bless you, brother. Man, I've really enjoyed this show. And I got to tell you, I'm so grateful that you spoke so that you're putting so much attention on the events that happened in 1967 with the USS Liberty. Well, I was born June 5th, 1967.
Wow.
I turned 51 last Monday.
Happy birthday. Well, thank you for those compliments. I appreciate them very much. And, God has blessed us. He really has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and I've tried to research it, but really everything you find just says, as the president of the Civil War, everything you find, the Western propaganda, the only...
We're losing I'm afraid, Dave.
The Muslim armies... are there?
Yeah, we're losing your phone signal here. If you can get an appetite, here we go. Be fine if
I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you for the attention placed on it. If you know anything about the events leading up to the Six-Day War, other than the Muslim armies were surrounding Israel going to chase into the sea. I know that's not the truth of it, but you can't really find anything else in Western history other than, they were going to run the Jews into the seas, so Israel acted preemptively in self-defense, which is garbage, I know, but I was just curious if you knew any details about the prelude, the real history of the prelude leading up to it. And I want to thank you for everything you do. You're a true man of God. I love you so much. And I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer off the air.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call. And, I think I do know enough about what led up to it. It comes from a variety of places, simply by going online and studying scholars and studying people who have been dealing with the USS Liberty attack from a scholarly point of view. There have been a number of people, including some ex-politicians, who decided to look into it. But be it as it may, you can study online with some of the people. Barnes Review, for instance, has done a great job. Some of the authors that have been featured in the Barnes Review online, and the American Free Press, and people such as Matt Johnson, Professor Johnson, others who have dealt with it, the Middle East committees. I know that Professor Saeed, who died several years ago of cancer, Edward Saeed was a professor, I believe, at, if I believe correctly, he was at City University in New York, or he was at one of the other universities, but people like him were scholars, Arabic scholars, who did follow what Israel was doing in 1965 and 66 with regard to Lebanon, the bombing of Lebanon, the irrigation products that they were doing, and a number of other activities that you could trace, you could just look at, in addition to just studying people like, ironically enough, Lyndon Johnson's secretary was a woman named Grace Halsell. And I interviewed her years ago, Grace Halsell, on a local radio station, because she was one of those who took a trip to Jerusalem. In fact, one of her two books she wrote about and was entitled Journey to Jerusalem by her, Grace Halsell. She was in the office of press secretary for Lyndon Johnson. She didn't buy into the lies of the Johnson administration regarding the city of Jerusalem or the people who rule that government in Israel. She was a naysayer. She wrote quite an eloquent book, as I said, Journey to Jerusalem. You look it up, read it. It's online. It's available for purchase if you wish to get it, as far as I know. And in that book, she described her meeting with all of the parties when she visited Jerusalem and how she was left impressed with the arrogance and the viciousness of the Israeli government at the time, just trying to seek out the truth as a person who was a student, someone seeking to find truth, not to go there with an ideological axe to grind. But as I say, she just wanted to learn what was happening. She simply wanted the truth and nothing but the truth. And what she found is incredible. She was shocked. What she found about these people who supposedly were a people without a land, taking a land that had no people on it, essentially, the propaganda. There were no Palestinians. There were no Arabs on the land. They just moved in and took over and made a blooming factory of a Garden of Eden, literally, out of it, in a desert that was barren. This is the propaganda they were fed, and we were fed, the American public, and are still being fed today. So Grace Halsell has done yeoman work in that regard as well. You want somebody from an administration that was directly involved in the Liberty. So look them up online, Dave, and others who are listening now. You definitely want to do your own research on what was happening between after the Levant affair of the 1950s and the Suez Canal crisis. You had Israel engaging in a number of terrorist activities across that region in the Middle East. And Lebanon was particularly victimized by them. They bombed the irrigation projects in 1965. They would just take land. They would invade it. They would kill farmers, take them off their land, as they had done in Syria in the Hula Valley in the 1950s as well. So in any event, it was a slap in the face, kick in the groin to America, her patron saint, And it has always been the same. Kill Americans, destroy America, suck the blood out of America, take everything you can from what this nation represents, true Israel, and do what Satan's children are supposed to do. Have I said enough? I think I have. All right. Let me bring up Art now from Philly, because Art will be away tomorrow, and he'll be away the following Saturday. So I thought, what better thing to do than bring him on tonight on John's show while I'm filling in? And here he is. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Glad to hear from you. And it's a great show so far. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you heard some of these segments. You heard about the Liberty. And as I said, we can't say enough about the Liberty. What are your thoughts, particularly on the USS Liberty attack?
Basically, it indicates the treason of Lyndon Baines Johnson to this country, is what I say. It also indicates that the people in USS Liberty, being the heroes that they are, saved the city of Cairo from being attacked by nuclear weapons from the U.S., saving the lives of millions of people in the Middle East, and they should be rewarded for what they really did.
Now, how do you explain that for our audience? I think I know the answer, but I want you to give us some details on how they saved it.
All right. Well, basically, when it was being attacked, you know, there was talk going through from the guys out in the, you know, in the Middle East, in the Mediterranean. They're saying, the Liberty's being attacked. And, you know, I had to look up the details, but it was heard on the phone. They were talking to McNamara, and LBJ said in the background, I want that ship to the bottom. Okay? We can't offend our friends in Israel.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's
what
true.
So just, you know, on that, you know, what the ship was out there for was to gather intelligence on what was going on in that Middle Eastern war, okay? Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, we got Phil Turney and the rest of the crew there that can tell you what, you know, the experience of the USS Liberty actually being on the ship and what they went through. Mm-hmm. But I see it as a bigger pattern. It started, as far as the pattern starts, it starts with Truman rising to power through cement mix, C-E-M-E-X, which, by the way, when I took a trip to California a couple weeks ago, I saw the cement mix mob-controlled trucks all over the place near Palm Springs, or I should say Mob Springs.
Yes.
All right, so
Truman started it, didn't he, though? Huh? As I've said,
started it. Yes.
Cases. Yeah, he recognized Israel in the 1948 election, and we have never recovered since then. And, you know, as Dan Smoot said in one of his other reports, I wish I had the audio of, but he said, it's amazing how Mr. Truman made his decision not because Israel was vital to America's interest, but simply because of Jewish power. World Jewry all across the globe. The enormous wealth and power of World Jewry is what determined Harry Truman's decision. He didn't care about Palestinians. He didn't care about the Arabs. It was simply those that had the money, wealth, and power that he obviously danced to the tune of. And that's how Truman got the ball rolling. And then even he was threatened with assassination when he didn't go far enough, as revealed by his widow, Mrs. Truman.
Yes, I thought it was his daughter, or it might have been his wife.
No, it was his wife. Yeah.
Okay, where she wrote the book a year after Truman agreed to support Israel, they sent him a letter bomb, which the British government told him about, and prevented anybody from getting injured in the White House. So, I mean, that shows you how much appreciation they had.
Well, that's it. They'll take somebody like a Trump, and Trump will be adulated, and he will give them what they want, and there's no guarantee that tomorrow they won't eliminate him if he's no longer useful to them, like Truman. I mean, this is how these people are, bloodlust. You know, they're bloodthirsty, and they will do anything, as Jesus said, that is in their interests and against the interest of everybody else. It's not just desperation. It is a bloodlust, a cult of evil that only Satan can account for, because there is absolutely no good or truth in anything Satan does. And his children are going to do the same thing as their father. We don't as a people, but they do. Yes.
Right. But there's a pattern that precedes the USS Liberty that we can see. If you look at it, first is the assassination of Patton, then the assassination of Forrestal, Okay. Then you have the assassination of JFK. And after this, you know, a year later, they had the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy back in 68, and so on. So you can actually see the pattern there, you know, and you look at it, and what it means is that our government internally has been corrupted and no longer represents the people, but represents the organized crime, Bolshevik, Zionist, criminal elements that are in our society.
That run this country from top to bottom. Now, the thing that you point out very well is that history of assassination and mob hits, the thing that is most frightening, I think, to people who are just learning what we've known for years, is that our police department, our so-called law enforcement agencies, have been totally compromised, totally overshadowed with the, if you will, the heavy hand of the Mossad, the Israeli influence in this country, in training our police, advising them, in showing them what terrorism is all about, and making them the hitmen on Americans who do not submit to this police state apparatus in America. That is totally evil. It's antithetical to Americanism, and it's just plain diabolical.
I agree with you. And that's what, you know, when I set up Homeland Security, to me, that was basically setting up, you know, the KBG, the, you know, or
the KGB,
you know, yeah, KGB. Or the SS here. And, you know, you go on an airport and you get mugged by those guys every day. So, you know, when you look at how Homeland Security got set up, you know, it was Bush appointed Tom Ridge, okay? Well, Tom Ridge was basically rose to power through the Cosa Nostra. His power broker was a guy named Herbert Barnes of the Bucks County Republican Group. Herb Barnes brought in this convicted felon, Robert Asher, who now is the national committee man for the Pennsylvania Republican Party. Asher was convicted in the Bud Dreyer case for giving him kickbacks to win the business. And then we see what did Ridge do? Two things. One is they give all the contracts for all the IT services, what they call U.S. business, U.S. visit program. So when you go into an airport, they look up to a computer system. And they see, well, you're a good guy or a terrorist. Well, who got that contract? It was Accenture, which was before that called Arthur Anderson Consulting. Okay, the same Arthur Anderson that went down the tubes in Enron. You know, the accounting side of it went down. The professional services side is doing quite well. And why was it when there was 25 companies bidding on that contract that that Accenture wins that business when they were just disbarred from federal contracts because of the fraud with Enron? Okay, that was the accounting side. You know, it split off the professional services side.
Sure.
Now, just a little bit more about Accenture. 10 years before that was the biggest scandal before Enron. And that was waste management systems. And again, it was pointed to by the Securities Exchange Commission that the biggest offenders were the top executives of Arthur Anderson, okay, a Chicago-based, you know, professional services accounting firm. Okay, and what was the scandal? It was waste management systems. Okay.
I get you.
Well, waste management systems, I know, was derived from what they called Schultz Trucking, which was a trash hauler out of southeastern Pennsylvania back in the 50s. And there was a guy named Robin Williams who ran it, okay? And that became what we know as waste management systems. Now, what I didn't trace back, this is, you know, to be investigated, but what I suspect is, remember Dutch Schultz. Well, he got assassinated, but he had a trucking company, the Schultz Trucking Company. What happened to the trucking company? That didn't go away when he lost his life. That was still
taken
there.
Over.
It was taken over. And I think what happened is because I'm in southeastern Pennsylvania, there is a big preponderance of organized crime, especially Jewish organized crime, folks who moved down from the New York area into southeastern Pennsylvania. And I suspect that what we call waste management system was really derived from Dutch Schultz's Schultz Trucking Company.
It seems to have a common thread now, doesn't it, huh? It's amazing, folks, how well entrenched this mob really is economically, politically, and in every sense, and most of all, religiously, the impact on our churches today is absolutely abominable. Art from Philly is with us. You can join in as well. We're going to come right back, filling in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. I'm Rick Adams.
Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yes, sir, we're back now, and Art is discussing with us a number of connections that need to be made. The Mafia, as he calls it, the Cosa Nostra, as I have always called it. It is the mob. It is the Yiddish mob. We talk about Dulce Schultz and talk about a number of others that have come down the pike over the years. And yet all you hear about is the Italian mob or the Irish mob or some other mob, but never, as Alex Jones would say, we all have our mobs, and everybody out there is equally a participant in this mob business. Well, it ain't so. Unfortunately, it ain't the truth. And the mob that we're talking about is the mob of the Sons of Cain. These people who are always in the right place at the right time. And if you look at the media, I'm just amazed now. Market. What I'm seeing all the time, invariably, when any issue comes up, whether it's a Supreme Court decision, as I said earlier, whether it's a local issue, you look at your universities, your law professors, and we have Mr. Horowitz here at Roger Williams University. But if you don't like what Mr. Horowitz says, you can go to Mr. Williamstein. And if you don't like what Mr. Williamstein said, you can always take the viewpoint of Mr. Rosenstein. So, you know, you go from one to another and another, and invariably all of the experts that are now on all of the news media, all of the stories, no matter what the story is, it is always one of the mob. And it's an amazing phenomenon because you realize historically now that the only group of people that I know of documented by themselves that has grown in population during the most critical years of 1940s, of the war years, was the Jewish population. From the Encyclopedia Britannica to the Encyclopedia Judaica, all of these all record the same phenomenon. We brought it up on the program before. A 2% or greater growth in birth rate during a time when they were all killed. So it's pretty obvious that if you search long enough and deep enough and you look at their own posts in their own papers, you will find how they get caught lying all the time. And this is an incredible phenomenon because we're talking a massive control grid over the United States, which has never been spotted by the American public per se. They are not even slightly aware of it, Art. So we bring out those facts. You bring them out. I bring them out. John Statmiller brings them out. Our audience brings them out. For those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. And that's why we're here tonight, is to show this control grid. It is not a minor thing. It is massive and it is worldwide. Go ahead.
Right. So based on what you just said there, the simple question is, if the Jewish community understands how horrible the Holocaust was, and they should have learned a lesson from it, why are they committing genocide in Gaza?
Bingo. Bingo.
Right.
I mean, anybody who, and I know, as I said earlier, I'll repeat it again, when you invariably talk one-on-one with people, they have a disdain for and a revulsion at what they hear in the media constantly about the Holocaust, constantly about propaganda, constantly about this nonsense that we talk about all the time about the death rate and genocide against Jews. Only they can actually come out in the media and constantly parade all of their plight and their victimization at the hands of everybody, because they say they're victims no matter where they are, when it took place. They have always been victims. And that is why, with that victimhood status, you can continue to browbeat and smash the heads in of those that you want to be in submission. And this is what they do best. And this is why, in the media, you will never hear the kind of reporting coming out of Gaza that you heard coming out of South Africa, when whites were under attack, blacks were under attack from each other. And when the necklace was being used, it was almost avoided until they couldn't avoid it anymore. And who was it used against? Primarily against other blacks by the African National Congress. So that was covered up. But now we have an enemy in the PLO. We have an enemy in Hamas. We have an enemy in the Iranian guard, you know, their Republican guard. We have an enemy in Quds. And we have an enemy all over the world because they're Israel's enemy. And whoever is Israel's enemy is our enemy. So, again, I say there is a revulsion and there's anathema on the part of people whenever they hear it. But they will never come out and say it publicly. And if they do in social media, then they could be up for charges and hate crime charges as well. So, go ahead.
Right. Well, the real enemy is within, as Cicero would say. And who is the real enemy? You know, who stole our nuclear technology into another country? Who assassinated our presidents? Who got us into wars? Who financially ruins us? Okay? Who basically opens our floodgates of uncontrolled immigration? Who controls the judicial system? You know, that's got to be, you know, Al Capone and those guys. In some ways, there's an actual truth to that related to what's going on in America. We remember back then, you know, Al Capone would take over little communities like Cicero, and, you know, looks like we got a break, so I'll finish it up on the other side.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry Mark hung up. We had a caller, but we're getting quite intense, folks, so you join with us, and we'll take your call. Right now, we have Art from Philly with me, Rick Adams, filling in for John Statmiller and the National Intel Report. We shall be right back. Must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir, that's me, Rick Adams, back again. And we're hosting for John Stadtmiller today. And we have Art with us right now from Philly. And Art, you're going to continue right now. We'll go to the phone shortly, but go ahead, continue what you were saying.
People think, you know, what happened back in the Capone era, that how they were taking over communities, you know, they get the chief of police, they get the mayor, and they get the prosecutor, and they run your town. They think that's over. You know, that is happening every day in America right now, that the Cosa Nostra is coming into your communities and taking them over. An example is look at Coeur d'Alene in Idaho. They brought in waste management systems. They were teaching them, oh, you got to be accept tolerance and diversity. And who did they have do it? They broadcast it on public broadcasting radio and TV. Owned by who? Walter Annenberg, the Annenberg Foundation. He passed on. But his father, Moses, was with Capone. He was one of the members set up the National Crime Syndicate. So that's an example. You can go down to Naples, Florida, and you'll see them there. You'll basically see the school busing contract. I don't know if it's legal for a student. You'll see Planned Parenthood in there. You'll see diversity. You'll see a lot of immigration in there, and they're talking about tolerance. They tolerate what? Sure. Tolerate a foreign power taking over your community? That's really what they're teaching you.
Well, what you're telling me now is obviously very true. It is documented in every state, and yet I again repeat what I said a few minutes earlier, and that is that the average American is totally oblivious to who is doing what to them. And furthermore, I dare say they don't care. I dare say that they are most interested in the basic things of life, and some of them I care not to mention on the air, but they involve romance and they involve meeting a new date and going out for dinner and having all the pleasures and fun that any people in any society like ours can have. And this is what keeps our people asleep. The allurement, you know, the fantasy, the make-believe world that prosperity is still here, that we have a high degree of wealth in this country in our own hand, and that we are better off today than our fathers were and our grandfathers were. And you know what? It's all prosperity. Even though it's debt, we're still prosperous. We are still the richest country in the world, and nothing could be farther from the truth. The exact opposite is true. We have the highest debt burden, I would say, of all the nations of the world combined. We have an enormous personal and private debt overload that cannot possibly be paid off. So they, the sons and daughters of Cain, have us, have this country, have the American people locked and loaded. They have them in bondage, slave bondage, the worst kind, debt bondage. So you think they care about what we're saying? No, a handful do. But only 3% of the history of the people of the world have actually been movers and shakers, as you know, throughout history. Most people were just simply caught in the middle. And that's an ideological struggle that's going on since the beginning of this this time period that we're talking about, since the creation. I mean, it's always a few that fight the other few on the other side. And the masses, the great unwashed masses, are just that. They're unwashed. They're uneducated, you see? And that's where you come in. And that's where I come in. NoPlaceForCorruption.com, NoDisinfo.com, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, this is true, Art. Let's take a call. We have Fred, I believe, in Michigan here, an old-timer that we know. Fred is on the line, and right now you're on the program. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. Great to hear you during the week, man.
Thank you.
You ought to do this a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
You and Art ought to do this a couple times during the week. That'd be great.
Well, you know, as I said, I'm only filling in for John, doing him the favor. But, you know, we do what we can when we can. When there's an opportunity and we can make it, we'll do it, you know, and get the word out. But what's on your mind right now? What do you have to offer?
You hit a number of buttons.
Yes.
You know, there's this guy, Amitai Etzioni, the godfather of communitarianism at George Washington U. In 91, he organized the Institute of Communitarian Policy Studies, and he authored many books, one of which is entitled From Empire to Community.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
For a communitarian subterfuge blueprint of Oded Yanan global hegemony, takeover of America. And this guy Lark in Texas compiled an amazing array of evidentiary proof of communitarianism. It's called Communitarianism First Things First.
Yeah.
And then he's got Communitarianism, the Sum of All Things.
Sure. And, he's done yeoman work. Yes, he has.
Yeah, and you know what, from my perspective, historically, you know, you look at the Messiah who took a whip to the synagogue of Satan, Talmudic money changers who happen to be lawyers, and do they happen to be at this point in time the same character makeup as way back when. They are predominantly Bar Esquire attorney Talmudis. And according to Michael Hoffman, Judaism discovered in Tex Mars, Holy Serpent of the Jews, and this guy Aaron L. Hayek, a DNA science, he's an agnostic Hebrew fellow, but he's a brilliant geneticist at Johns Hopkins, one of these evolutionary cell biogeneticists, and he's proven conclusively that the DNA proves that the Israel Jews are no more related to biblical Israelites than my Weimaraner dog, Sammy. So I also want to bring in the focus of this guy, Robert Stack, Unsolved Mysteries, you know, the 50th anniversary of RFK's murder. I happened to find on YouTube a title called RFK Bloodline Assassin. So if anyone wants to see with their eyes, hear with their ears, what you said earlier, that the law enforcement entities are wholly corrupted by these same Talmudic Satanists, there is evidentiary proof big time, RFK Bloodline Assassins. But this guy, Robert Stack, the trench coat guy with Unsolved Mysteries, he does a 9-minute presentation, which you can find if you just...
Yep, are you there?
I'm still.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Continue, go ahead.
Okay, so Stack shows this guy, Scott Enyart. He was a 15-year-old high school student, and he was there doing photography at the Ambassador Hotel. So he was able to photograph RFK during his speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the shooting began, Enyart jumped up onto a table that was like 4 feet elevated, and he kept, you know, he went through 3 rolls of film. Well, guess what happened? A local FBI chased him down, and then LAPD accosted him, confiscated his camera and film, 3 rolls of it, and then, you know, in August, they declared for 20 years it would be off limits to everybody. So in summer of 88, Scott Enyart, a very prominent photographer at that point now, 20 years later, attempted to reacquire his photo, you know, his 3 rolls of film. Mm-hmm. And Los Angeles city attorneys answered him back saying, well, it all been destroyed. But they persisted, he and his lawyers, and they ultimately determined that in Sacramento there was still some of it in existence. So they attempted to acquire it, and a courier that was assigned to bring it from Sacramento to L.A. Winds up having it stolen. So Scott Enyart never did get his 3 rolls of film back from the Sacramento archives. So talk about police corruption. And Police Chief Gates was on duty during that time frame in 1988 when the last remaining photographic evidence was stolen. How about that?
Corruption. Yeah, definitely. We have to move along, but no, you're bringing forth some good examples of conspiracies that have existed, anomalies that, again, continue from JFK to Robert Kennedy, the King case, Martin Luther King, so on and so forth. Thank you for the call. And Art, do you have any quick comment on what he just said?
Well, at the beginning there, I was thinking of the quote, it says, it takes a village to destroy family in court.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Hillary Clinton, doesn't it?
Yes, it was Hillary Clinton, but reminded me of what he said there. You know, forget the parents. We're going to have the communist state take over and raise the kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we have Frank up in North Carolina first. Hello, Frank. Come on up. Hey, Frank. Are you there, Frank?
Hey, Rick. Good. Yeah. Okay, I got you now. It's strange hearing you during the week. Sure.
Well, I'm only filling in for John today. That's it.
Oh, I know. I heard you at the end of your show on Saturday say you're going to be here. But, think about this. It would be really difficult to get away with anything of any significance in the world today. I mean, particularly here in America, without the tribe knowing about it. Because they have their people everywhere. They're cyanine, mm-hmm. they're spies, they control everything. I mean, they've got control over all communications. They can tap into anything. They can look anything pretty much anytime they want. They've had that ability for a long, long time. They got their people in law enforcement. They got their people. They control the media. They're pretty much everywhere. They're with phone companies, everything else. And so really... it kind of makes a point if you really stop and think about it. For those of us that still have the ability to stop and actually really contemplate and analyze the situation with common sense, you pretty much almost have to be a member of the tribe to get away with anything. Because if you're doing something, trying to get away with something that's against their interest, they can come after you because they're going to find out about it because they got their people everywhere. You can't get away with anything because they pretty much run everything.
That's
Does that
true.
Make sense?
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. That's biblical. And the thing most troubling to me, as I said again, the law enforcement dragnet effect on everything in our country, because that's the only way you could actually perpetrate a 9/11. That's the only way you can actually perpetrate a Boston Marathon or a Sandy Hoax. These are the things that they can get away with because they literally own police departments. They literally own the local police chief. They literally can control or extort from him if he's not on board. They have enough dossiers. See, this is what they do. And this was brought out by others who are dealing with the Mossad. The unmasking, you know, of a Mossad agent, for instance, where you're shown how they amass these documents, these dossiers on any public official. Andrew Young, when he was ambassador to the UN, Jeannie Kirkpatrick, you know, she was there being the mouthpiece like Nikki Haley is today. They have enough on you in order to bring out the skeletons. Lindsey Graham is a good example, you'll admit. People like him, I call him Marco Rubio or Narco Rubio. They've got files on these guys that anytime they want, they can blow their cover and say, look, we'll bring you down. You either do what we want you to do or you're done, and you'll be in jail when we get through with you. And this is why Trump can be so easily controlled. You see? Proof of the pudding, what you just said, Frank.
Rick, the thing is, you say, well, you know, like President Johnson, well, you know, we don't want to offend Israel. We don't want to put them in a bad light. At all costs, really what it is, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You see that what really is people are terrified of organized Jewry. That's what it is. They're terrorists. And you know, I take them at their word. If somebody tells me they're Jewish, I just take them at their word. I don't care about what kind of Jew they are or any of that. Do they support Israel? Are they a Zionist? They're my enemy. Do they support Jewish causes to take our guns away, take our speech away, take our sovereignty away, which most Jews do? I would argue, I would bet my life on it, most Jews support those causes. So, you know, I get sick and tired of hearing all these patriots and particularly white guys tripping over themselves to defend the last good Jew. They're like this expedition, like Indiana Jones out in the jungle somewhere looking for some last good Jew to defend. Hey, man, they've destroyed our country. Why are you worried about these people? Find something worthwhile to worry about. Go save, you know? Go save a stranded puppy or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I got. Thanks, Rick.
I get you. All right. Thanks for your I appreciate that dissertation. It was certainly from the heart. Okay, Art, let's go on to Greg in Colorado now. Hello, Greg. You're up next on the program.
Good evening, Rick, my brother. It's good talking to you. Thanks for taking my call. I got a couple of I hope I'm not going off the subject, but I got a couple of biblical questions to ask you because I know you're well versed in the Bible.
Well, sometimes. Much more than I don't know. I don't know a whole lot, but I know enough. Yeah.
Okay. So, have you ever read any of the Bibles other than the King James?
Well, I have dabbled. I mean, I've looked at the NIV version, and I've looked at the Good News for Modern Man and the Jerusalem Bible. Here and there, I've looked at the New King James Bible, and, you know, I invariably have to stay away from them all. But right now, we're going to take a break. Okay, Greg, stay where you are.
Can I come back?
Right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back with you and Art to wrap up today's program for John Stadtmiller, Rick Adams, Taking the Mound.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right. Back again on John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. I'm Rick Adams, and we're on the phone here with Greg. Greg, you're asking me about Bible versions. What else did you want to follow up
on? So when I was a kid, I used to go to the Greek Catholic Church. My grandfather used to go to the Greek Orthodox Catholic Church, okay? And I was told that I was not allowed to go to the Greek Orthodox Catholic Church with my grandpa ever. I was not allowed to even go inside that church. okay? And I was never explained the reason why. And I'm reading my old Byzantine Catholic Bible here, and I'm reading the part where it says that Cain had a son, and his son's name was, and the King James, I believe, it says his son's name was Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that correct? So in the Byzantine Bible, it says Cain had a son, and his son's name was Henoch, H-E-N-O-C. They took the H and put it behind and changed it from Henoch to Enoch. So there's one example of the King James Bible that we got to take a look into, okay?
Yeah.
Another thing is the fact that why is the reason why I couldn't go to my grandfather's Orthodox church is because the Greek Catholic Church joined up with the Roman Catholic Church. Now, I believe that all of Christ's teachings, but I believe that around 600, the year 600, when Charlemagne took over and turned the Catholic Church and Christ's true teachings into a cult, basically. So what we're dealing with here is the cult of Judaism, which is basically Babylonian Phariseeism, which the Christ was against totally. He was totally against sacrifice, the blood sacrifice for forgiveness of sins. He was totally against all that, and he said so in the Bible many times. And I'm thinking that he didn't die as a blood sacrifice for the propitiation of sins. He died for something even much greater than that, much greater than that. He was totally against blood sacrifice. How could he allow himself to be considered a blood sacrifice? I think we got a little false information here and there about that. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a delineation there because he was the ultimate sacrifice for sins, a perfect lamb of God who was slain for the sins of those.
Yes, he was, and that's the way it looks like to us. Yes, he wound up being that. His blood hit the top of the mercy seat. But what I'm saying is, what he did was even more righteous than being a blood sacrifice and propitiation for sin.
Well, of course, but
he died for our sins. He died for our sins, yes, but not in propitiation to the Father for our sins. I don't believe. And another thing, of course, we know that the word Jew, when he said, you who call yourself Jews but are not Jews but are of the synagogue of Satan, what he really said was, you who call yourself Judahites but are not Judahites but are of the synagogue of Satan.
Yes.
Meaning they were the Babylonian Talmud Pharisees who took over the temple. The one temple that was only supposed to be built was Solomon's temple to house the Ark of the Covenant. And when the Babylonian captivity came in 600 years before Christ, that was a mind of captivity more than an actual physical captivity, whereas the Egyptian captivity was actually a physical captivity.
Earlier. But
what
no, you're not wrong there. You know, just listen a moment. You're not wrong there. And what you're saying is true, that regarding the captivity of Judah, not Jews, but Judah is what he was speaking about. Those who call themselves the tribe of Judah but are not, because they departed and they separated from the 10 northern tribes of Israel. So that's the whole point,
exactly,
is that he was saying, you are blaspheming my word when you say you are my people and you are not my people. That's true. That's absolutely true.
That's true.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Mark, can I say one more quick thing?
Greg, I'm sorry.
Very quickly.
Go ahead.
My name is Greg Lawrence of the House of Blasco, also known as the White Rose.
All right. Thank you. The House of Blasco. All right. Well, that's very good. Now, Art's website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Art, I'm glad we got you in today, so you have a good excursion, and hopefully we'll welcome you back in a couple weeks or so. All right, buddy?
You got it.
Thanks,
wish everybody brother. Well
have
at
good trip.
RBN. Thank you.
Amen. All right, folks, we're out of time for John Stadtmiller. Join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central. Rick Adams, good night.
AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.